Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest. Truly, you are worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name for our sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in ministry, Minister Bell, Minister Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us, if there be any, and to those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from 1 John, the third chapter, verses 19 through 24. 1 John, 3rd chapter, verses 19 through 24. When you found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Thank you. You may be seated. From those scripture verses, we want to speak this morning for the believer's assurance. The believer's assurance. The year was 1873. The lyrics was Blessed Assurance. It was written by a blind lady named Fanny Crosby, who understood her assurance was not based on her merit, nor her abilities, but her assurance was based on Jesus Christ. Let the baby cry, Mom. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we need to hear that. Now the word blessed is defined as made holy or consecrated. It could also mean happy or pleasant. And that word assurance is a positive declaration intended to give confidence or a promise. But it can also mean, Brother Gaines, a guarantee. I want to talk this morning about assurance. Assurance. Because it is important for us to know where we are going after this life. As a child growing up, many of you know, may or may not know, I attended St. Paul AME Church That word AME is African Methodist Episcopal. And my family was Methodist for most of our life growing up. My grandfather was a Methodist minister. And the whole family were Methodists until one day I decided I didn't learn very much in the Methodist church. Certainly one of the things that we understood as Methodists was that the Methodist church was very much like the Catholic church. I even knew the Apostle Creed. Many of you may or may not know that. But I knew a lot of the things that the Catholic, Roman Catholic understood as a Methodist. But I didn't learn very much about the Bible. But I began to understand what God was doing as he was molding and shaping character and assuring us of our personal relationship with him and assuring us of our destiny that he has prescribed for each and every one of us. There is an assurance that we must know pertaining to where we go after this life. But while I was in that Methodist church, there was a deacon. His name was Brother Robinson. And Brother Robinson had suffered a stroke, a heart attack. And because he had suffered that heart attack, Brother Robinson, or Deacon Robinson, would cry out every Sunday. And if you know anything about the Methodist church, if anybody in the Methodist church said amen or shouted, everybody would look at them there as if there was something wrong. And Brother Robinson, Deacon Robinson, would cry out every Sunday, Lord, save me. Every Sunday he would cry out, and the usher would try to console him and keep him down because of his heart condition. And he did that Sunday after Sunday, and he was more concerned that if he didn't stop shouting and asking the Lord to save him, he would suffer a heart attack. He did suffer a heart attack, and he did pass. And that impacted me because I began to wonder about this thing called assurance, why he appealed over and over to be saved. And I began to understand something, that he was asking for assurance of his earthly, of his heavenly place. We need to know beyond a shadow of doubt where we are headed after this life. And not worry and wonder and plead and beg as to whether we will make it into the kingdom. The price has already been paid regarding where we are headed after this life. If you are a believer, the Lord has established, affirmed, declared, and decreed these things for those who are believers. And the optimum word that I express to you is believers. For the opportunity is granted for everybody, but not everybody will receive this assurance. My brothers and sisters, as we begin to look and think about this word, we begin to see what God is doing and what God is revealing and saying to us. Antioch, as individuals, me included, we are not perfect. In fact, we are imperfect.
Yes, we are.
Our hearts cry out for a more consistent Christ-like love. It cries out over and over. It's not an accident that Jesus said, love ye one another. Love God and love ye one another. Our hearts cry out for that type of love. Because if my heart is crying out for that love, I'm not going to offend you, nor say anything to hurt you, nor do anything against you. My heart cries out for a Christ-like love. God has put that place that within us so that we would have the relationship that God desires for the body of Christ to have, because we are headed to a place far greater than this place. Our heart cry out. And because it cry out, it confirms the love of God. Now, there are many people who ask the question, how do we know if we are going to heaven? What we as believers know is that we have the assurance given by the Holy Word of God. Let's look at 1 John 3, verses 19 and 20. It says, and hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure, everybody say assure, our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Now, my Bible may read slightly different from yours. But the first thing that we see is that the Lord is greater than all of our sin. The Lord is greater than our sin. And yet the plan of salvation was not just a coincidence. It was an act of God. And God, who is all-knowing, or there's another word called omniscience, meaning he knows all things, calculated in a portion of grace and mercy on your behalf and mine. Every preacher, every pastor, every minister, every layperson needed this grace and mercy. So when mankind, by his own free will, fell short of God, God would then implement his grace and his mercy for us. John said in that 19th verse, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him." Jesus said to his disciples concerning heaven and how we are to get there. And Jesus revealed to them that I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way to get to heaven is through the one who established it for us, and that was Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way. Today we have assurance by the word of Jesus himself. I am the way, the truth, and eternal life. And all of it has been assured and guaranteed to each and every one of us. Jesus said, my word will not fail. Before my word failed, heaven and earth would pass away. And I believe the words of Jesus. John said in that 20th verse, for if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. God knows each and every one of our hearts. And that's why he sent Jesus into the world. John 3:16, a familiar passage of scripture, has revealed, declared it to us. For God so loved, agape love, the word that he gave his only begotten son, his one and only son, that whosoever, inclusive, black, white, male, female, Jews, Gentile, Catholic, Baptist, all, whosoever believeth, what is it that you believe? Whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but there's a conjunction, shall have everlasting life. The Lord has said, I'm including everybody who believe that they will have eternal or everlasting life. That's an assurance. That is an assurance from the Lord, the Son of God, who came so that you and I could have eternal life. She has assurance. Because God has granted it. What is our heart like, Antioch? What is the condition of our heart? I'm not talking about what our cardiologist said. Or what the cardiologist is telling us. There's a whole bunch of black folk with heart condition. A lot of it has a lot to do with our diet. I'm talking about our heart. What is the heart saying? The other heart, which is on the inside of us. I'm talking about a heart that is giving, a heart that is sharing, a heart that is...
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Jules Green, concerned citizen, candidate for the City Council in District 3. We as citizens of the United States must exercise our right to vote. As a concerned citizen, working with goals toward the water park and the Ronson Foundry, working toward attaining a full grocery store on the Stockyard property on Lower Third, working with renovations to Cheatham Park, working to build industrial parks on the Sugar House Road expansion, working toward